This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to an extended edition of Cinema Chat. It is our regular Thursday get-together with Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor, and welcome back. I appreciate you coming in and doing a little extra today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It's an interesting, complicated time, and so we'll be talking about some of that, and there's also movies opening up, and there's this big film festival coming up later this month.
And that's right. That is the Ann Arbor Film Festival, and it is the 58th edition. And joining us at the Cinema Chat table is none other than the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, Leslie Raymond. Thank you for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Dave.
Russ mentioned we're living in interesting times. Now, the film festival yesterday issued a statement saying that despite the concern about what is going on with COVID-19 and coronavirus, first cases being detected in Michigan, as it stands right now, the film festival will go on as planned. That's the case?
Well, right now we are forward motion until we know otherwise. We can't sort of stop doing what we're doing. We will be meeting with our executive board later today and really unpack the issues and discuss them.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be of concern. I mean, literally, when one film festival ends, the work has already begun on the next edition. So there's been more than a year's work into putting this together, and to even have that potentially at risk has to be both frustrating, disconcerting, and disappointing.
It is. It really is. I'm holding out some hope because we happen to be blessed with a really incredible tech director, and we have some deep experience in video conferencing and internet, even on our board. So it's really too early to say, but we're going to look at possibilities of trying to do some things online. I really don't know the reality of that. We haven't really talked about that, but we're going to look at that today and see if that's even a remote possibility.
So, obviously, this is primarily located at the Michigan Theater, and Russ, as an exhibitor and a director of an institute that is, or an organization, that is putting forth these kinds of events, how do you have to look at it?
Well, we certainly are a public gathering space, and those are places where there's a focused concern, and rationally so. And so there's a lot that came about yesterday, and we're processing it, and we're meeting with our leadership team, and we'll probably last week we actually instituted some aggressive cleaning kind of dynamics, and it's, you know, one of the things about COVID-19 is there's a lot that isn't known. We do know we are told that the virus is spread by being around somebody who's ill in close contact. Casual contact is less likely, just in terms of odds.
But there are segments of the population more at risk even in those
absolutely.
Lesser circumstances.
And older folks are very, very much at risk. Sanjay Gupta, I was watching CNN last night, and he was on. And he got a question about what to do. And he said, well, you know, if the event is for younger people, the ability of younger people to fight this off and not be negatively affected in a profound way is much greater. And so maybe if the event is focused on younger people, a higher concentration of folks would be more acceptable. If the thing is targeted towards an older audience, then you need to be very concerned about that. And, you know, that's those kind of thoughts. Full responses are interesting to consider. So one of the things, I mean, the governmental agencies have the right to close down public assembly places.
Sure.
And that hasn't happened.
No, what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did say is that she would request that any event of over 100 or more be canceled or postponed until such time we have a better handle on whether this is going to turn into a full outbreak in the state of Michigan. Obviously, at times, the Michigan Theater has well over 100 people for movies and events. UMS has canceled all of its events for the time being, and there's obviously thousands that come into town and are participating in the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So as you consider this and take a look at that, how do you respond to the governor's request and move forward?
Right. It's a major concern. It's definitely a major concern, and we have filmmakers who are not able to come. You know, they
yeah,
plan.
From out of their, country, right?
Their,
they can't get
their
here.
Their government or their university is not allowing them to come. There's been travel restrictions on Europe now, so you know. It's definitely, and, there's nothing but front and center for us
right now.
And
that's one of those things that technology will allow you to address.
Right.
With people Skyping and using it more as a general description of someone doing a video link. Those kind of things are definitely possible. Film festivals are doing that more and more. The Michigan Theater venues, which includes the historic Michigan Theater, our Annex Theater, the Screening Room, and then the four theaters at the State Theater.
Right.
The majority of those are under 100 seats anyway. That's a very active consideration for us is to you know, restrict the attendance or the maximum attendance so people can spread out a little bit. We also can increase the amount of fresh air that's introduced, and there's already a tremendous amount of fresh air that's introduced into heating systems by regulation, so we can increase that, which also creates a healthier air that's around people. So, and then cleaning protocols and those kind of things. So, and then also infection rates. If infection rates go up, and one of the things about controlling large crowds is you want to reduce infection rates. Leslie, before we went on the air, talked about that if you take aggressive action, as is being taken now, the peak of infection rates goes
down. If you look at it as a bell curve, it is a much lower bump in the middle. Right?
And the thing that's interesting is until such time that there's a vaccine or there's a more a deep understanding of the statistical impact of how the, you know, how it really affects people in terms of mortality, in terms of all of those things. And I think that that's really what people are struggling with now is, you know, what is the impact?
So here's the one thing we can say with certainty today. We are uncertain about everything. It is going
right,
to be
absolutely.
Fluid. Things are going to change on a daily basis, sometimes hourly and sometimes week by week. What we do know with certainty is that as of today, the 58th Ann Arbor Film Festival begins on March 24th in Ann Arbor. And Leslie, as I mentioned, so much work has gone into this, and there's so much to look forward to if we can get this off the
that's
ground.
Right.
What are you most looking forward to this year?
One of the big things that's going to happen this year is our guest of honor is Pat Alesko, who is a internationally renowned performance artist. She has been involved with the festival since the beginning. She was actually our founder, George Manupelli's student. And so she went to what was then the art program at University of Michigan. She was part of their review screening committee that used to look at the films in consideration. And then she would come to the festival dressed in costume. She described one time that
outlandish and very,
very
cool.
That's right. And she's an over 6 foot tall woman, so she's already quite visible. But she described how she would the chairs were so uncomfortable that she would bring a different chair every night and have a costume to match. George, our founder, was fond of saying one year she came dressed as a giant penis and sat in the audience and would rise to the occasion. we're gonna honor her at our opening night fundraiser, and then she will subsequently do short performances, one every day of the festival. At opening some of the different short films and competition programs. So we're really excited about that.
Well, there's certainly not going to be a lack of character and a sense of event, is there?
That's true. That is true.
On the film front, what are some of the highlights as we move into this edition?
I think one thing that our listeners here are going to want to know is that we're going to be showing the world premiere of Welcome to Community High. It did show as a rough cut at Cinetopia, but it's all, I think, that the director, Donald Harrison, was eager to show it to a large audience when it showed at Cinetopia to get a lot of feedback. So now he's taken on that feedback and polished the film. So we're thrilled that we're going to be showing that at 5 o'clock on Saturday, March 28th.
And Donald did stop by and do an interview on that earlier this week, or late last week, and that's available to you online at WEMU.org. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins and the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival, Leslie Raymond. And beyond the local, what do we have from national and international?
Sure. We have a screen dance program that's going to show on the Sunday of the festival. That was put together by Terry Saris and Peter Sparling, professors from the University of Michigan. And there's a whole area of experimental film that involves movement and dance. So it's on the 75th anniversary of Maya Deren's dance film Choreography for Camera that they put this program together. It's mostly historic work, some that's shown at the festival in the past. On the heels of that, that'll show Sunday at high noon in the main at the Michigan Theater. And on the heels of that, we have a special program called Unseen Migrations. There's a festival in Denver called Unseen that's been inspired by the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So what they're doing is they're going to bring an encapsulation of type of thing they do, which will include film and spoken word and dance. So we wanted to pair that with a screen dance program. So those will play back-to-back on the Sunday of the festival.
See, now you've got me all excited. This sounds like an amazing festival. There is that slight possibility that circumstances won't allow it to move forward. Again, as of right now, the film festival is on beginning March 24th. I know how tight budgets can be. If this has to be canceled, how devastating is that to the Ann Arbor Film Festival?
Well, it's going to be rough, you know. We are going to unpack and look at really the repercussions of that later today.
And Russ Collins, you have a bunch of movies opening prior to the start of the Ann Arbor Film Festival as well.
That's right. And, you know, I think that what the community needs to understand is that the Ann Arbor Film Festival, the Ann Arbor Symphony, who they had to cancel their concerts coming up this weekend and for the rest of March, we're going to think very, very carefully about the impact that events have on the community, both the negative impacts in terms of spreading infection, clearly unintentionally, but we have to be very, very thoughtful about that. But also, as travel restrictions come into place, other large events come into place, the ability to get out of the house every once in a while, just to exercise the social muscles that we all have as human beings, there may be a role for us to play in that, in the right kind of limitations. And so we're going to think very carefully about that, work with the community, work with our board, work with our members as we think through all of those contingencies.
As we see a growing list of cancellations, it's going to be a good reminder that we often take for granted that which enhances the quality of our life. And when we no longer have access, it's at that moment we recognize the importance of making sure that in the future we invest our time, our finances, and our efforts into making sure we continue to have access for this generation and those to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the nice things about the Michigan Theater and the Ann Arbor Film Festival is there doesn't tend to be this heavy, heavy, heavy concentration of hundreds or thousands of people occupying a space at the same time.
Right.
And so in the Michigan Theater, there's 1,600 seats. You could easily put 300 or 400 or 500 or 600 people in those spaces and still spread them out in a safe space. Now, is that a good thing to do? We have to think about that. We have to, again, work with professionals, work with the community, understand people's concerns, and do what is best for the community.
Listen to science and be mindful.
Absolutely.
And respectful of how we interact with one another, but we should be, by and large, okay.
Right. And so thinking about COVID-19 and all of the complexities that brings and all of the complexities of what you want to do to benefit the community in the long run and in the short run. We're very much looking forward to working with the Ann Arbor Film Festival to make sure that what we do supports the festival as best we can. Obviously, the festival has to make decisions for itself, but we want to support that. We want to support the community, and we want to be a place where people can still come and celebrate if that is the prudent thing to do. So we're going to be open tonight. We expect to be open this weekend. But as you said, things are evolving very, very quickly. We're happy that we're opening Ben Zeitlin's new film. Now, he did Beasts of the Southern Wild, which was one of my favorite films of the last 10 years. And his new film is called Wendy, and it's a riff on the Peter Pan story, a beautifully photographed, a very elliptical kind of version of Peter Pan, and that opens
I would like to know
today.
Wendy's perspective.
Absolutely. And then we have a documentary about Bill Cunningham. Now, Bill Cunningham was the photographer, the kind of roving photographer for the New York Times that captured fashion, but not high fashion, street fashion. And a lot of time that street fashion ended up influencing high fashion. He also went to social events, but he attended in tennis shoes and a French street cleaner's jacket. That was his
uniform.
This
is my kind of guy.
Yeah, he was a fascinating guy. He started off as a hat designer and then ended up working for decades and decades and decades for the New York Times. He passed away a couple years ago, but there was unearthed a 1994 interview that he did, and so his words power this documentary about a very interesting guy that was quite a character in New York. He didn't really seem like a New Yorker, which made him very much a New Yorker in a lot of ways. So The Times of Bill Cunningham is a documentary that plays over the weekend. On Friday the 13th, tomorrow, we have Friday the 13th.
The original
Friday the 13th. Which was released 40 years ago.
Didn't it?
Absolutely. So we're going to have that, and it's going to be a horror day for sure. And then we have the Metropolitan Opera coming up on Saturday, and just a tremendous number of films that are playing out. And next Thursday, a week from Thursday, we're going to open Quiet Place 2.
Oh, yeah. The first one was really, really, really well done.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to that, and we'll talk more about that next week. Meantime, I want to spend a little time here. Again, the Ann Arbor Film Festival is scheduled to go on beginning March 24th. Now, you sell day passes, you sell individual tickets and festival passes, Leslie Raymond. And for those who have purchased, those who intend to purchase, hopefully they're going to go enjoy the festival.
That's what we hope.
Will there be refunds if it becomes necessary?
We're taking a look at that today.
Okay, so we're going to find out more about it. But go online and check out all that is coming as part of the 58th Ann Arbor Film Festival. I am hoping with my heart of hearts that the festival will go off as planned and be a huge success, and that you'll get to be a part of it and enjoy it. Leslie Raymond, I wish you well. Obviously,
we'll
stay in touch over the next several days and figure out how all that's going on, and we'll inform the public together.
Very good. Remember to wash your hands.
There you go. Immediately. And Russ Collins, obviously, we'll stay in touch as well, and you'll be back next week, movies or no.
That's right. Well, we're going to give you an elbow bump, then go wash our hands, and... thank you. And please, everybody, stay tuned to the to everybody's website to find out what's going on. It's an interesting and difficult time, and it's good to get information.
And we will aggregate that information and pass along to you here on the air at 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.